You're listening to the audio production of God and Race, Audio Bible Studies by John Siebling and Wayne Francis, published by Harper Christian Resources. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, God and Race includes high-quality live audio sessions from the authors that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching. While not required for the audio experience, these studies are designed to partner with a coordinating study guide sold separately.
Welcome, everybody, to session one of our video curriculum for God and Race, moving beyond black fists and white knuckles. I'm John Siebling, joined by my great friend, Wayne Francis. Wayne, did you know that God cares about race?
100%.
Obviously, he does. We are created by him. We have different skin colors, different languages, different cultures. Yet, the Bible says very clearly that we have been created in his image.
Absolutely. And in Revelation chapter 7 and verse 9, we read something very profound. The Bible says, "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation and every people, language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb." Now, we're going to come back to that verse a couple of times.
Kind of a key verse for
absolutely.
Us. Absolutely. Theme verse, yeah.
But what I love is that we know the end of the story. In fact, our first chapter in the book is called Start at the End, because it's important for us to understand where we're heading. That at the end of the story, it's a diverse people group of all nations unified together.
And these days, it can be difficult actually to believe that that is the end of the story. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation worshiping together, because when you turn on the news, that doesn't appear to be what's happening. Our world is getting increasingly polarized. And unfortunately, Wayne, if you walk into most churches today, it doesn't seem to be much better. We're a long way, it seems like, from that picture of that verse in Revelation. So the question becomes, what is standing in our way of getting where we need to go?
Yeah, there's a lot of answers to that question. And you and I both passionately believe that there's an image that actually kind of gets this in motion, this clenched fist that we talk about. Now, look how much energy we're putting into clenching our fists. I think that we have to have open hands. Look at how relaxed we are when we have open hands.
Right.
You see, all the effort we could be putting into coming together is always subverted when we clench our fists. But when we open our hands, we can do some great work.
Well, that's
together.
Why we called the subtitle of the book A Guide for Moving Beyond Black Fists and White Knuckles. The truth is, black fists and white knuckles have one thing in common, and that is closed fists. But you know what? Before we can talk about moving forward and moving beyond them, I think we have to further understand what we mean by black fists, white knuckles. You want to start with black fists?
Oh, you're going to let a brother start first?
I'm going to let you go.
You're going to let me go?
Unless you want me to talk about black fists.
No, we're going to take it from here. Here it is. Well, the black fist is a symbol that was made popular in the 1968 Olympics when two African-American athletes by the name of Tommy Smith and John Carlos raised their fist during the medal ceremony in an act of defiance. It was also a call to action to bring solidarity to the black community. It was a symbol of standing against the residue of segregation and slavery and systematic oppression that was happening in the black community and still is. Now, my first memory of the black fist was in my community in the Bronx, because I had a pick with a black fist at the end of it.
Right.
I mean, you see all of this goodness right here, right? You think this was easy to get to?
You had to work it out.
I had to work it out. Right. I've been working it out for a while.
Right.
And at the end of that pick was this fist that we used to rock it as a fashion accessory.
I remember that.
Yeah, t-shirts.
Sticking out the back pocket.
Oh, yeah. And it was such a beautiful sign of strength. It was a sign that brought us all together. And when a community is oppressed, the first thing that you want to do is obtain power.
Mm.
And it seems like fighting can become very necessary. Now, historically speaking, the black community has been oppressed. And when being oppressed, the solution often feels like giving up or giving in. But conforming or muting our blackness is not the answer.
Right.
We said from the very beginning that our message is not about getting amnesia for centuries of oppression. It's not about forgetting the past.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?